What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mind of Monty podcast. Hey, it's your boy Monty G here, alone this time, just for a special edition of the show. I'm not really sure exactly if I'm going to add an old clip in or a couple of old clips to just kind of, you know, smooth this over and give you guys some type of entertainment. You know, maybe a best of clip. Maybe. I'm thinking about it. Not sure. But I definitely wanted to talk about what's going on with the show. We will not be posting a full-fledged episode this week. Hopefully by next week I'll be refreshed and prepared and ready to talk about, you know, wrestling, maybe even another show that we've reviewed, the G1, of course. And, of course, the things I still may be making YouTube videos about, like I just did on Monty's Universe, which probably will change to match the name of this show, Mind of Monty. Thinking about changing the name of my YouTube to just kind of make everything fit. And, you know, I still may use the term Monty's Universe, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping, but I think Mind of Monty might be a little bit easier for people to search up. Ignore that noise. I'm doing this a little bit differently than I usually do. I'm doing this through Apple, a headphone mic, so if it sounds different, sounds weird, sorry about that. Not on my usual setup because we are traveling, but what I wanted to let you guys know was that we definitely want to come back stronger, better than ever. I just wanted to take a break. I've done a podcast every week for you guys, and I appreciate everyone who's been sticking by and who's been listening and checking us out. You know, especially, and you know, it's people I know who listen and who may not give a damn about most of the stuff we talk about, and I appreciate you too for still coming, interacting, and giving us your best shot. But anyway, if you have any ideas, anything you want to hear from us, you know, definitely let it be known through email and through every avenue, through Twitter, you know, however you need to let us know, please do that. But I did want to speak about the PG era, you know, possibly coming back. I mean, possibly being done, but maybe not at the exact date that Andrew Zarian said. That was, one of those things that can happen. And, you know, we'll see. They're still talking about it coming back maybe soon, maybe not exactly on that Monday. So I think the details of everything I said in my video still stand. And we will see exactly what changes, when it changes, and all that. And, you know, like I said, keep your eye on Munchies Universe. Maybe the next week I'll still be a little bit more active over there. Got a lot of ideas of new things I can try. But, you know, as far as the show goes this week, I did have a plan to kind of give it like maybe a G1 preview, talking more about the PG stuff when it comes to WWE. Maybe even acknowledge Swerve and Strickland's tag team title win. This is kind of that my version of that right now in a quick form way. It's been a rough kind of few days. It's been a crazy few weeks. If I told you guys the full story of the last few weeks, even when it comes to what me and Mo have going on personally, you probably wouldn't believe. But anyway, I thank you guys for checking this out, listening. This is a legitimately short podcast. I was thinking about going on hiatus in general because I want to do something maybe about our format, maybe have a set, you know, time limit on how long I want to talk, you know, segment. Like, maybe I need to step back and plan more. We'll see. But as of right now, I believe that this podcast, at least for this week, should just, you know, not be. And we'll see. Like I said, maybe I'll edit another clip or two from some other shows into this. But if not, appreciate you for listening. And, you know, adios.
But either way.
Now we go on to Keith Lee versus Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman is an asshole. I have no other words to say, but Braun Strowman is an asshole.
Wow. I actually thought Braun Strowman did something rather unique. No. Never seen a headbutt to the balls before, man. Shout out to Braun Strowman for the first low blow with your head. Pause. Literally, the first. I never seen it. Never seen it before. I was impressed. I must say that.
There's a reason why you've never seen it.
Why?
Because it's just rude, man.
It's rude?
It's so rude.
This is wrestling.
Okay.
We got wrestlers whose last name is rude.
No, you can.
A couple of legends.
You can dick kick people.
Rick, Bobby.
You can give them the good forearm, but you do not headbutt someone in the groin.
Oh, come on.
Actually, we've seen people get headbutt to the groin, but this was different.
Exactly. It's not a diving headbutt. This was different. But anyway, it was cool. It was very cool.
I'm in the middle of trying to do a move, and then you just reach your neck up and
just straight. That's all. It was really just a. Stop. It was a straight up. It was nice, man. It was really nice.
No, it wasn't.
I was very impressed. Ugh. You know, me being such a natural, real life heel. Oh yeah. That was a heel asm.
If you didn't notice, Braun Strowman low blowed Keith Lee with his head, and then gave him the big boot. 1, 2, 3. Keith Lee loses. Keith Lee loses to Braun Strowman.
Which, by the way, I also told you before that match needed to happen. Braun Strowman needed that victory. He should be getting tired of having to lose to Roman to make the boss happy. So yeah, go ahead, cheat Keith Lee, but. Keith Lee, I know
records don't matter here, but I really need Keith Lee. Got what, 5-6 no contests and like 2 losses, and like 1 win.
Yeah, something like that. Actually, that's a good point. He hasn't won definitively since that big victory against Randy, right? I don't know. Yeah. If he beat anybody,
he hasn't.
I don't know, but yeah, that's a good point. But after the match, Keith Lee. I know you was happy about this.
I was.
Gave Braun a dick kick back, right? You know what
he
I mean?
He did.
You know, gave him a dick kick.
He did, yeah.
And he warned him. The dragon. Keith Lee about to unleash the dragon.
Bro.
Nobody expected Keith Lee to do it.
I didn't expect him to say, "You a monster? I'm a dragon."
I don't know what he thought that proved. Like, but he about to unleash the dragon.
Oh, you got scales?
Yeah, yeah.
You got scales?
Brothers, hold me back.
Nah, don't hold him back. Please keep the dragon in.
Hey, it's a brand new day.
Keep it.
No. Y'all all my,
thought this would be the edited version.
Supposed to be, gonna make me.
How is this?
You don't really wanna. It was supposed to be, but it ain't. Yeah, Brian, you hear me? Y'all gonna make Keith. Y'all don't really want him. Hey, Keith, you hear me?
Can you stop?
Hey, Brian, you hear me?
Can you stop?
Okay, YouTube people, y'all ain't gonna hear none of that, but no, sorry. By the way, so that's. All right, I'm done. All right, we got to move on. If you haven't noticed, ever since Keith Lee said that, I've just been waiting to get that out. I'm sorry for anybody who did not want to hear the Cisco of all people, get explicit. And I went to the one without the little E, and they still was like, no, you're going to hear this one. So, whatever. Anyway, go. Unleash the dragon. Keith Lee.
That word is not explicit.
Apparently not anymore.
It's pop culture now.
That's crazy. Anyway.
Anyway.
On to the last. I see, this is the only thing is. I grew up with Naruto just like everybody else. But I finally sat back, watched it, and consumed the entire story the way it, you know.
It's supposed to.
The way it's done. Instead of just watching an episode here and there like I did growing up. Right. I think everybody saw a Naruto or like a Bleach episode every now and then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm actually consuming it the proper way and trying to get this guy. And I finally finished that 500 episode extravaganza. I'm not gonna lie. I told you, exclude filler from the from these questions. So right now we're finna do some trivia, right?
Yeah, we're finna do some trivia.
Yay, trivia. I hit my microphone. I'm gonna come up with a better. I'm gonna come up with a trivia sound at some point. I'm gonna stop saying that on the show. You say that, but I don't think I can. Like, I don't think I gotta get like a cheap version of the Jeopardy song. Can I actually use the Jeopardy song? I just used the Pac-Man beat.
You did. You really did. I don't think you care. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna start this off. I'm gonna throw you a lob. All right. How many answers did Naruto get correct during the Chunin exam? Zero, one, half of them, or a perfect score?
Oh wow. That's interesting. Nope. Not finna get that off. All right, sorry. they don't see nothing I just said. They don't know what I just reacted to. All right, let's see something. Let's see if this works. Live action producing people. Oh no. All right, all rights go to Jeopardy. It really don't take me this long to decide, by the way. It's zero, though, right?
Yes, zero.
It's zero. He didn't answer anything. He didn't. This is like a bootleg tribute, like Jeopardy. Bootleg Jeopardy, y'all. But anyway, yeah, he didn't answer anything right because he sat down. He just like, he literally was just sitting there moping the whole time while all his friends cheated. Well, not even friends, because they weren't technically friends yet, but all of the people in the village, like everybody else, except like Sakura.
All of the other teams.
Like everybody else in this situation was cheating, and he's just sitting there like, oh, man, I can't do it. Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. But yeah, he got off with not answering anything. So yeah, he was an idiot as a child. All
right.
The way they portrayed him anyway.
That's correct. Next up. Mm-hmm. Which Akatsuki member cut off Orochimaru's arm? Hand.
Cut off his hand?
His hand. Was it...
That's oddly specific.
Deidara, Itachi, Hidan, or Sasori? I'll never do anything on Mac again. They keep changing my words.
So Itachi, Hidan. Mm-hmm.
Sasori or Deidara.
That's tough. Kinda. It gotta be I can eliminate Hidan right out the gate. Cause if he had any interaction with Orochimaru, it was limited. I don't remember. But I do remember Sasori and Deidara getting shots at him. But I don't think they took his arm. I'm going with Itachi.
That is correct.
All right. Woo! All right. Y'all, shut up. Cool. On to the next one. What's next, y'all?
What animal does Might Guy summon?
Oh, that's so rare. That's trash.
Is it a dog? A toad?
It happened once.
A turtle or a shark?
Alright, so it's definitely not a toad or a dog. That's Kakai, Jiraiya, Naruto, you know. So it's gonna be out of a shark, which would be very ironic. You gave this answer choice to tell you the answer, actually. So it's the turtle.
Yes, it's the turtle.
It's the turtle. It wouldn't be a shark, but that'd be very ironic if he summoned a shark versus Kisame, who is literally a shark man. Yeah. So if you have no clue about Naruto, this is hilarious how this probably sounds to you.
It's a turtle.
But yeah, it's definitely a turtle. He summons a turtle.
All right. Well, that was the other question, but you took that answer from me. So I had to think on the fly there.
Come up with which one? What was another question?
What was the name of the dog that Kakashi summons?
Oh, that question. Yeah, Pakan. You had a visual aid and everything, and I got you on that one. But yeah, it's just because I thought about it. I had to think. Like, I was like, he summoned him a couple of times because Pakan is always tracking somebody. And I'm just like, what did he call him? You know, and yeah, Pakan came up. So yeah. All
right. Next up. Mm-hmm. Which of the members of Taka did Sasuke pick up first after he killed Orochimaru?
Sugetsu.
Okay, you wouldn't even let me get the answer choices out there.
Sugetsu was literally, I think, in the same place he was in when he beat Orochimaru, if I'm like literally the same one. He was the only one. Sasuke had to go hunt down Kairin at another hideout, and he had to go get Hugo at the other one. So I just remember that because they were together first.
All right, last question. Yes. Naruto based.
I'm a Sasuke mark kinda though. You know,
that's what it seems.
He
like.
Ended up becoming like low key one of my favorites.
I don't know which of the which.
I
of,
was hating on him, but I loved him. Go ahead.
Which of these ninja, shinobi, if you will.
Right.
Became a genin at the youngest age.
Right.
Jiraiya?
A genin. Oh, that's not Itachi? Right. Itachi? I don't know Jiraiya's age.
Kakashi or Orochimaru?
That's not fair to throw in Orochi and Jiraiya because I don't remember how old they were at all. I don't think it was even a point of interest. So it's only out of Kakashi and Itachi. And then you slip because you said genin.
Yes, genin. I want to tell. I'll tell you the ages of the ones I know.
Because
once you answer,
hold on now. Kakashi became Chunin or Jonin, right? At like 13 or something. I thought one of them at 13. What did he become at 13 or 12? I'm tripping now. I done lost my mind. All right, I'm gonna go with Itachi because 5 was like one of the youngest ages I heard for anything, and he was 5 years old in the war. So it's just hard to pick against Itachi. So I'm going to go with Itachi because he was 5.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that ain't, come on, bro.
It is about Kakashi. Time. Kakashi became a genin at age 5.
What? So Itachi, what about Itachi? Itachi, well, he came boy. He became at something 6. Else. He was, oh, so it was Kakashi at 5 and Itachi at 6?
Yeah, but.
That ain't fair.
Itachi was in the war at 5. You're not wrong. He was in the war
but
at 5.
But he was still fighting in the war. He just wasn't technically a genin yet.
Because he didn't have a headband, if you remember.
That's fair. He wasn't. He was just running around with a... Because they were so low. That's right. Yeah. They were low on bodies that they just threw him out there. Even though
Hashirama would be so pissed.
He would have been. The third is trash. I get it now. The third Hokage is the worst. Oh, my God.
He was like, I made this village so we wouldn't have at kids first, out here fighting and dying.
Right. Hashirama literally started the village to keep kids from fighting in the war. And the first thing he do is put niggas in the war.
Children. All right. Children. So you got a 4 out of 5. That's what, 80%?
Hey, that's great. That's great. We're gonna do this again. I'm glad I got one wrong. Because I was like, if I'm just showing off, this ain't going to be that fun. But, yeah, this is fun. I like that. Hey, so I got the music playing. I'm being slick. Like, I can talk over the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to roll with it. Like I said, all rights go to Jeopardy. Y'all famous, man. Old folks watching y'all every day. Yeah, nobody care about
this. Rest in peace, Alex.
Y'all be all right. Anyway. All right,
so we're gonna move on to another thing that you consume often.
Hey, now this is, hey, all right, now, everybody who's been listening to this podcast, this for all y'all. My OGs, like, y'all like wrestling and all that. You know what I'm saying? If you're coming from the double gnaw, all of y'all, this is where I'm finna flex some of my knowledge. Now, I could be setting myself up for failure. But let's see. Now, also memory, too. Bear with me, y'all. I'm not gonna act like I got the greatest memory. We finna see, though. Let's go. All
right. I'm gonna throw you
especially with AEW. You finna screw me on AEW.
This isn't AEW. This is WWE. Who was John Cena's first pay-per-view opponent?
His first pay-per-view opponent?
Pay-per-view opponent. Was it Kurt Angle, Chris Jericho, Triple H, or Shawn Michaels?
I'm going with Chris Jericho. He had them red pants, them red short shorts on. He slapped Kurt Angle first, but they didn't have no pay-per-view feud. I think what happened was he ended up getting into it with Chris Jericho somehow. But yeah, his very first pay-per-view match ended up being Chris Jericho because he still was generic John Cena too. He didn't have no jean shorts or nothing.
That is correct.
I remember that match. Yeah, I remember that. See, I'm a Cena mark though, so it's gonna be tough. Trust me, I had DVDs, all that. So yeah, I knew where it kind of began for him. But yeah, it was definitely Chris Jericho.
This is an AEW one. Are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
According to Justin Roberts, private party. Private party are billed as weighing how much? A, 2 barrels of whiskey.
Nope.
B, 24 ounces of vodka cranberry. C, 1 quart of rum. Or D, 2 bottles of tequila.
It only would be out of D in that 24 ounce, but I heard vodka cranberry before. I'm going with Justin saying 24 ounces of vodka. The vodka cranberry line.
That is correct.
Because it was so oddly specific that it stuck out to me. So yeah, we're going with that.
That's right.
All
right,
we good. I forgot to pop myself on the first ounce, but yeah, we good. We straight. Let's go. What's next? All right,
getting a little harder. Which of the following was not a special guest referee at Cyber Sunday 2008? Is it?
Holy shit. Hold on. Hold up. What? Who wasn't a guest referee?
Who was not a special guest referee?
From Cyber Sunday 2008?
Yes.
All right. Wow.
So, answer choices are Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Cyber Sunday.
Booker T. Shawn Michaels or Randy Orton? Was not.
Oh, man. Booker T.
That is correct.
Booker T is my final answer. Booker T wasn't even in the company.
I know. That's Booker why T. I put him there.
Booker T wasn't even in the company. 2008, it's the timeline. I couldn't guarantee nobody else was there, but Booker T was in Impact.
I knew you didn't remember.
Right.
The specific pay-per-view?
No, bruh. Now, if you would have said Taboo Tuesday, I actually downloaded that one. It's funny to me. I feel so old talking about Cyber Sunday because they thought they were so unique. Ooh, we're going to put different match stipulations. You go to our website and vote for it. Ah, new age technology. Look how old that sound now. All
right.
Don't nobody go to WWE.com in general.
No. Unless
you're trying to take photos. I guess. But you don't care about WWE.com no more. It used to be so important in the 2000s, though. It was very important.
All right. Go ahead. Final piece of AEW trivia. On the October 30th Rick and Morty themed episode of Dynamite.
Man. Oh, you're taking me back. All right.
What popular video game character did Kenny Omega dress up as? Was it A, Sora from Kingdom Hearts?
Possible. Definitely B, possible the more I think about it.
Banjo from Banjo-Kazooie.
How do you even dress up like Banjo?
C, Sans.
How do you even manage that? Go ahead.
Sans from Undertale or D.
Ooh, I didn't play Undertale, so I'm screwed.
Kratos from God of War.
I think I would have remembered if he was Kratos. By the way, the best Kratos I see was Tommaso Ciampa a while ago. He did a good Kratos. Really good one. This is a tough one. This is the toughest one because it's like, I only remember like Ryu and Ken. I'm going to go with Sora. Kingdom Hearts, because I can see him wearing like the black sleeve or something like that to the ring, but I could be completely wrong. I could be like just because I don't even know what old dude from Undertale looked like, and I don't think you can you even dress like Banjo Kazooie? Didn't wear nothing, right? Like shorts or something. I don't think. I don't know. I don't remember.
All right, I knew you would get this one wrong.
My video game history. So it's Undertale.
It is Sans from Undertale.
I figured it. I don't even know what old dude looked like.
That's what he looked like.
Look at who you telling me. Look at that. And you expect me to remember that?
Like, see, there he is. Dressed up as him.
Oh, yeah, man. It was actually I didn't play Undertale. So I'm sorry, y'all. I probably just lost my nerd card, but
it's okay. All good. All right. And the last piece of WWE or wrestling trivia in general. What color was Shawn Michaels' ring gear? When he faced The Undertaker, I cannot talk. Ooh. Let's say this again.
That was nasty.
What color was Shawn Michaels' ring gear when he faced The Undertaker at WrestleMania 25?
White and brownish, like cowboyish type, like almost like Wranglerish. Like he had white, but he had like this. Go ahead, give me the ounce of charge you're going to use. But it was definitely like a white outline with a nice brownish type blend.
Black and red, white and gold, camo and brown.
So yeah, white and gold. Was that
it's
gold?
It was white and gold. It was gold.
It was gold? Why did I think it was brown?
Because it was.
I'm tripping. But was, all right, yeah, it gold.
It was palm colored people gold.
Gotcha.
It wasn't the flashy gold.
That okay, so today. Yeah, it was. It's not it's new the day original gold. Gold. Yeah, yeah, it's the gold, the darkest gold. I got you.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was brown. So yeah, that's what I figured. So yeah, I no, you should have tried. Now, I ain't gonna lie. You would have got me with the next WrestleMania, 26, I think. Because I think he had black and brown on that night. For the night he had to retire. But I definitely remember the white. Yeah, I'll never forget that. I watched WrestleMania 25 main event a billion times. Like, I watched it on DVD. I watched, because I had the WrestleMania 25 DVD. That just showed, that another thing showing my age. I watched it on the network when that came out. I watched it when they was just recapping it, like showing some of the greatest matches ever on some, wherever I was watching, probably the network also. Either way it goes, I've watched that match a lot. That match is great.
It was black and white.
Still the greatest match. It was just black and white? His retirement match? I'm probably thinking about a whole nother match now that I think about his brown and black gear. I think I'm thinking about John Cena now. Go ahead, but don't worry about it. I'm thinking about his match with John Cena, I think. But it don't matter. White and black, that sounds about right the more you describe it. Oh, no. See that tan? See, I'm thinking that's white. But see, I'm thinking like it's cream. White. It's like a white tan. That's what's making me say brown. Again, anything that's like a tinge. Brown, I be saying brown. So I'm sorry, y'all. But anyway, 4 out of 5 on both of them.
4 out of 5.
280s. All right, y'all.
That's why you call this brown. That's gold. That's gold, love.
If you look at it, though, you see what I'm saying, though? Can't you see yeah. why I said that, though? Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, I see what you're saying, but if you look at it and if you do like me, I wasn't really being that detailed when I was looking at it.
It was very similar to his skin tone.
Right, right. But I knew that gear. That was great. That was fun. I really enjoyed it. I don't know how enjoyable that was to listen to. You know, y'all let me know, but I definitely enjoyed doing it. I want to do it again. So next week we may just come up with a new batch of questions, maybe even less, maybe plenty. Even more. You have plenty, so we could do that. Don't worry, we will switch maybe to anime at some point, maybe do some Death Note questions, maybe do some Bebop questions, some other questions, you know, whatever. The One Piece eventually whenever I actually get going on that show, but it's hard for me to not stop and start. Don't worry, it's not because it's not great. It's absolutely marvelous, but
I got a lot of
ground to catch up. Yeah, I got a lot of ground. And plus, I got to get through Bleach. I'm literally middling it. Bleach get added in here too. Even though I know the anime and the manga is different, so coming up with trivia might be weird there. We'll see. Hopefully they don't manga me up, because if you manga me, I'm sorry, manga readers out there. I am one of those people who just only watch it visually so far. But that don't mean I don't own a manga. I do. But y'all going to call me a mark for the manga I do own, so don't worry about it.
Don't now.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we might do the GOAT next week.
The GOAT.
Well, one of my GOATs.
Oh, DB?
That'll never be. It's never going to be replaced. I don't care what. I see on the internet is this new campaign of disrespecting Dragon Ball. All these young niggas telling me how trash it is to them. And I'm just like, I really don't care about your opinion. You know, it don't matter. It's going to be GOATed to me forever. Anyway, yes, we definitely will be doing the GOAT, in my opinion, at some point. I got to stay away from Super because I got to finish Super. That's what I need to do. I'm calling it the GOAT, but I ain't finished Super. But I seen a lot of Super, like 100-something episodes, so.
Yeah.
I got to the tournament power.
You were messed up and trying to watch it while it was still new.
So I was watching they fresh dub. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Weird.
The dub, by the way, for Super ain't that bad. But either way it go.
We're going to.
It's your boy Monty G back here, and just want to thank everybody for listening to this week's episode. And I will keep you posted at Mind Monty Pod about what's coming next. Will we have a show next week? Will we not? We'll figure it all out as we go. Au revoir. Have a good one, people.